Got a bad bitch on me.
What?
Got a bad bitch on me. She
D T F. She tell me she
D T F.
I heard she
D T F.
What?
And you ain't hanging with the team if you ain't down to fuck.
Okay. Well,
welcome to DTF, the Daryl Timmery Fun Hour. It is, in fact, the greatest sex education comedy game show, sometimes game show, podcast in the known universe. Hi, I'm your resident sexuality educator, Dr. Timmery.
And I'm your residential sexuality. I had a better word. Whatever.
I like the enthusiast.
Hi, I'm Daryl Chong.
Yeah. Hi, Daryl.
Sexuality consumer. There it is.
There you
sexuality go. Consumer. I eat butt, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're of the generation where we openly discuss butt eating.
True.
Yeah. It's nice. True. I like that for us.
I'm proud of us for that.
Yeah. We can't buy a house. But we can openly talk about eating butts. So
hey, look,
we are
poorer than our parents, but we do. But in that poverty, we thrive. As is the theme of every rap song that I like, or every rapper that I like. Even in squalor, we thrive. Yeah,
I like it.
You give us hell, we'll make it heaven. And by that I mean we will eat each other's asses in squalor, because we're not getting the handouts that y'all did.
Yeah. I mean, we have exactly 15 minutes of free time every day because we all work 3 jobs and we will use that time to eat butts. That's
true. Yeah, exactly. It's like I only have enough time in my day after working for the millionaires who didn't need this job to be millionaires. I only have enough time in my day to eat a butt before no, I have die. Ramen and some Velveeta and chastise myself for not being more of a hustler.
Ooh, I saw because TikTok exists. I saw a video on how to make a ramen grilled cheese, and I was like, I want that too much.
A ramen grilled cheese?
Yeah. So he
is the bread ramen,
yeah,
or is the cheese infused with?
I think he put like egg in when he made the ramen to make it sort of like a French toasty kind of ramen, and then just made a grilled cheese as usual, but with the like
with the ramen,
the egg like holds the ramen together. Yeah.
Hmm.
I was like, our generation. Good for
it'll
us.
It'll get the crunch.
Yeah.
It'll get the crunch.
Yeah, I like it. Well, anyway, the show isn't a cooking podcast despite our best efforts every week.
We talk about any kind of eating. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, butts, ramen, same thing. Whatever. Anyway, we're gonna just go ahead and launch into our first piece of fucking news. First regular segment. So, this is a fun article. I can't remember what exactly you said about it when I sent it to you, but something about like there's sex toy nerdiness.
And yeah, there's being a nerd about sex, and then there's this.
Yeah. So prepare yourselves, content warning nerdiness. this is an article from the Sierra Club. Yes, the Sierra Club, whom you know and love for protecting the environment and other such articles they've written, including Plan a Plant-Based Year of the Ox, and In Florida, a River Gets Rights are other articles that are up right now. But this is a piece on how to buy sustainable sex toys, which I think is a really important thing because, like, I actually have not seen a whole lot of work onto this. And sex toys are a really significant piece of the economy. And for the most part, don't end up getting, recycled.
Right. So. Yeah, I think, you know, the fact that we have been pushed this whole consumer narrative, and we have a culture that just pumps and dumps, you know, things, also mixed with the how sex negative we are, leads to an unregulated sex toy market that is not just bad for people and their sensitive parts, but really bad for the environment. You know, as I was reading this article, seeing the fact that, like, they were like, you have to make sure there's no cadmium in your sex toys. I was like,
what?
Who's putting that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right? And it's, yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot to learn here, and you know,
yeah.
Think about it. Just be a little more conscientious when you're touching yourself with things.
Well, for background on that, the reason that there's like bonkers, not body safe materials used all the time for sex toys has a lot to do with the fact that there are still multiple states in which sex toys are not a thing you can sell or buy. And yeah. So what you can sell are like adult novelty items or educational models. And those don't have to go through any sort of testing for body safeness because, again, they're not designed, apparently, you know, for human use. So
it's for entertainment use. They're never. I can put radium in a dick shaped thing that all I'm selling it as is that it glows in the dark.
I mean, this is the trade-off of, you know, like not having any sort of regulation on this is that you have to be a really, really, like you were saying, like conscientious consumer. And most of the articles that I read about getting into materials usually are just focused on body safe, which is, you know, a priority because phthalates, which are present in a lot of the cheap plastics, are often found in those like flesh-like feeling things. They're connected to cancer and increased likelihood of getting cancer. So that is a thing you want to be concerned about. And we don't allow it to be in like children's teething toys, but we will allow them to be put, you know, on a vulva or whatever. But this goes a little bit further into, you know, taking care of the environment as well. So some of the big things they point out are, you know, the best thing you could do is to keep a defunct sex toy out of a landfill is to repair it. And I was like, that's the sound of my head exploding. So they offer some options like ask iFixit how to fix it. There are like surprisingly G-rated videos on how to fix a vibrator with corroded batteries or a magic wand, which is a pretty popular toy. No company claims to recycle their sex toys would give any that claims to recycle sex toys would give any details on exactly what they do with it. So if you can't repurpose a sex toy, like if you can't repair it, you can remove the electronic parts and take it to a responsible electronics recycler, so like e-stewards. So that's one thing, is like keeping that stuff just out of the landfill. They also go into which companies make condoms and lubes that are more sustainable. It seems like their shout out is to Fair Squared. It's a company in Germany, ships within Europe, and will soon ship to the US. And they don't use any petroleum or plastic in their latex products. And they also make, they are also committed to, there are other companies really committed to being plastic free soon. And Fair Squared also makes a sustainable organic water-based lube as well. So that was a cool thing to figure out.
And Fair Squared created a sensitive dry condom with a corn powder coating. And man, if that's not the sexiest sentence I've said all day, huh? A little bit of corn powder on it. Get a, you know, hey. But, you know, I guess the idea behind lubricated condoms is that you don't need to do anything to them to take them out, right? But but you don't think about, like, what it takes to keep that thing lubricated for the shelf life of the item, right? If you can get some, like, naturally biodegradable thing, like corn powder, just... They smell like popcorn in here, don't they? I just imagine that. I know corn powder probably has no real smell or taste, but it just, you know, just feels like, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, like what are the things that are holding your condoms, or, you know, what are you keeping your sex toys in? Like that kind of stuff is probably a great way to reduce carbon footprint. They have tips on how to make your sex toys last. They say to store it in a gently used plastic bag or undyed muslin or cotton bag. They also give a big ups to Feel More Adult, a black owned retailer staffed entirely by people of color. They have glass toys. So yeah, another way to do better by yourself and the planet with sex toys is to get things that aren't going to degrade, right? If you don't need it to buzz or vibrate, get something made out of solid glass, get something made out of steel, something that like will outlive you but won't yeah. destroy the environment as it breaks down.
You'll have to put it in your will. Who do you want to right? have that beautiful piece of glass art that you keep in your living room? Your grandchildren have been asking about it for years. Who's gonna get it, Gammy? Who's gonna get?
It's true. Or you just you put it, it like have it in your will. When I die, please put my my stainless steel butt plug in me, and that is how I'd like to be laid to rest, dilated.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that'll be fun. Like when somebody needs to dig you up years later for
right
some crime solving reason or something. And that's all that's left.
That like... was a joke. A joke me and my coworker had. Like, remember, we were doing DTF at this time, but remember when there was like that doomsday prophecy?
Harold like some... Camping?
Huh?
Was it Harold Camping? And he said the world was going to end in 2011?
Something like that. Something? Yeah. But that guy, when he said that the world was going to end on a particular day, we were saying we worked in an office, you know, very stuffy. Job, and we're like, what we should do is get there early and lay out clothes, but put like a butt plug in the seat of the pants and like nipple clamps like around it, and like a cock ring, and then just be like, oh my god, he got raptured, and that's what got left behind, like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit sad about that, because if you got raptured, I mean, you should get to take that with you. I mean,
well, you would imagine that yeah. if there is a heaven, that it includes as many ways to get off as possible. Right? I mean,
yeah, I mean, otherwise, I mean, I guess this goes back to the old question of like, would it even really be heaven if it's any of the things that like it's described as? Right. And then, like there was a movie I saw recently where there's just a conversation that's basically like what probably happens down in hell is it's just the fucking best all the time. And then there's like a 10-minute window where somebody comes over and is like, "Hey, representatives from heaven are stopping by. Y'all have to act like you're miserable for 10 minutes. Let them see it, and then." Let him leave, and then we will get back to the foosball and the orgy.
Well, I mean, look, my father's house has many rooms. One of them, at least one, is a sex dungeon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you had, all I would, if my house had six rooms, yo, two of them are gonna have an adjoining door, and there are going to be a series of mounts in the ceiling so you could clip things to it. Right? Like that. Yeah. That's how you do a multi-roomed home. I don't know. I have no kids and I don't plan.
Yeah. What is the point of owning a home if you don't have like weight-bearing like suspension?
Like, right? I mean, yes, right? Like you if you can mount a TV, you should be able to put a sex swing somewhere.
I've got very tall ceilings, so it would be like I could climb up there, but then it's just then I'm just swinging.
You're just up there. Yeah, right. Then you're just up there. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Your ceilings are high enough that like that, yeah, it'd be a little prohibitive because it'd be like, well, this is never coming down.
Yeah, I'm, like, I'm up here now.
Yeah, like it's up here. That's it, right? But like, yeah, I was always thinking about that. Like, you know, before my homeowning days, I was like, you know, I'm going to put a sex swing in a room, but you know, people will be over. How do you hide it? And I guess you just unclip it. But people will be like, "Oh, there's a hook in your ceiling. I wonder what." Oh, be like,
my wife does aerials. That's for hanging her lira.
You know, that is also that could be a thing. I have been in a house that had like a rope in the ceiling, and they were circus folk.
You can also get the ones. There's a lot of sex swings that are just like hang over a door frame too.
Yeah, but
depends
like,
on your door.
Yeah, that will mess up a door. Like it, there's weight limitations on those things.
True.
Right, and like hanging over a door, even if you put like the wrong shoe tree, if you have too many like boots, you will fuck up your door.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and not to mention a full human being that is being thrust against by another human being.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, that's a lot of torque.
Yeah, we've broken beds with less. So yeah, I could imagine. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, that's neat. And yeah, you're thinking of the ability to hide it as a big, you know, nice thing to do. But yeah, you want something sturdy that's not going to collapse on you.
Also, like, anybody who's going to come over to my apartment knows who I am.
That's also true. It's this is why it's good to live in an authentic fashion.
This will be relevant in our next story too.
Yeah, right. Very relevant. Yeah, it's like, yeah, if you live your life by being yourself, it's fewer things you have to remember. That's the old adage, like, tell the truth all the time, because it's just, there's less things to remember. It's like, that's why I don't, yeah, like, why would I lie? I have to remember that I lied to you. I'm not that invested. Yeah. Like, come on. You could just take the truth. If you don't like it, great.
Yeah, all that memory space is used up by very important information on, like, which celebrities dated which celebrities. I can't be expected to remember the names of people I met in real life or things that I've done. I can't possibly remember that. I have to remember everyone that Lee Pace has ever dated, you know, that kind of stuff.
I don't even know who that is.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, someone has to be the repository for this information, and I have been destined for it. So
you are burdened with glorious purpose.
Yeah. So back onto this Sierra Club piece. They were talking about
if you're into salvaged wood, they even have those. You can get wooden toys with a medical grade coating. So that's nice.
Salvage Wood has got to be somebody's new stage name. I'm just free stage True. Name if you're listening and you're a boy lesker, just letting you know.
Yeah, that's available. Or a drag king.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But so, like, I the thing about those materials, like wood and steel and glass, is that they don't have any give. Right? And I think that is where silicone is a little more desirable, right? Because we're talking about the squishy parts of a human body. Like, glass is not gonna, like, give a little bit, and that can be somewhat abrasive.
Yes.
Not abrasive, but, you know.
Yes, and. Like, so yeah, they don't have a lot of gig. However, that enters into it, you know, like, who is wielding it, and trust among partners.
Definitely.
And you know, communication on that sort of things, because in this article is an example of they recommend avoiding silicone in general, because there are lots of silicone vibrators and dildos that emit volatile organic compounds and have cyclic siloxanes, which can be toxic. So, you know, they don't recommend silicone in general. They also say to stay clear of antibacterial, antimicrobial, or microband products, which is maybe potentially most likely to come up when you're cleaning things, I'm going to guess.
Right.
And, of course, you want to be...
You
want to avoid stuff that's got, like, fragrance, for the same reason the phthalates is a part of it, which is linked to cancer, and also asthma and other things. Anything that's, like, squishy... and trying to replicate flesh is usually something you want to really investigate and probably steer clear from.
Right.
In addition to the phthalates concern, a lot of those things are also porous, which means they can harbor bacteria, which, you know, like with a glass dildo, with steel, with a lot of products, you can just boil them. You can put them in the dishwasher, but the porous ones, you're going to jack them up by doing that, so it's really hard to clean them, and then you just give yourself some kind of gross infection unintentionally. So you know, it's
in addition
to
cadmium.
Yeah. So there's just, like, a lot of stuff to think about, and so it's like the stuff that it's made out of, and then also the things that you use, like the lube and the condoms, and then also the cleaning products. So there's a lot to think about, and it's overwhelming at first, but it's the same as with anything else. We don't talk about it at all, and then you'll learn one piece. And if you can integrate one piece into your behavior, like, cool. And then maybe later you add another, and just gets better and better and better. Cause, like, you know, we're all doing things that are slightly risky. So it's a matter of, like, you know, just if you can do better than you are.
Yeah, with all of these things, one, we are not medical professionals. It's like, these are all suggestions, and just, you know, do better than the day before. That's the hope. But yeah, I think it's really neat when you know if you go to a toy store and you see toys, think about that, because the thing about those non-porous materials that are safe to be boiled or dishwashed is that you can also include some kind of temperature play, right? Mm-hmm. You can make it really cold and use it, or make it very warm and use it. I would say really hot, but please be careful. You do not want to singe any of those mucous membranes, because those are very sensitive.
Yeah. Nope. No singeing.
No singeing. You can singe skin. Yeah, fuck it. Fuck skin. But like the mucous membranes, you kind of want to leave those without damage.
I mean, again, it's your body. You do what you want.
True.
Just okay. You know, you're an adult if you're listening to this, hopefully, and you can be as informed of a consumer on these kind of items as you might be on anything else. So if you don't give a fuck what is in your mac and cheese, you don't need to care about this either. But if you care about stuff like this in your food, in your clothes, or whatever, if you have allergies to things, fragrance sensitivities, this would be just another place where it's like, this could be a variable that's impacting your health if you have not considered that option.
And if you are feeling extra like doing something, you can submit comments to the draft of the International Standard for Safer Sex Toys called ISO/DIS 3533. And you can, you know, give your little hints on what they should include in that standard. I think 2021 is far too late for someone to be coming up with a standard for butt stuff.
You know, we get to it when we get to it, Daryl.
Right. I'm glad we got here. I'm sad that we are here, but I'm glad that we got here, because we weren't ahead, we were behind. And so didn't even mean that pun. Sorry about that. But be mindful of what you're putting yourself.
Or don't, whatever. We're not your boss. we're just
Look,
here
if to... you don't have insurance, do whatever Ooh. You want. But if you do, do not screw up the rest of your group by putting something in yourself that's going to make everybody have to pay for your insolence.
I mean, but like, more to the point, on that kind of stuff, I think we still need to talk about, I mean, in 2021, what I really would hope we would have established by now is don't put anything in your butt that doesn't have a flared base.
Please.
And be really careful with what you put in your urethra as well, because it is still, I have a friend who is a urologist, and they have too many stories. They don't need to have that many stories. They should have mostly boring days. And, Yeah.
Body's doing things.
Yeah. So everybody can check out this Sierra Club article and learn more about this and get the links to all of these different companies so you can get your sustainable condoms and gloves and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So that's on the sierraclub.org website, I feel like.
Shout out to Jesse and Choi.
Yeah.
Who is the author of said article, if I did not pronounce that correctly.
We almost never do. Yeah, so it's like you're not. Please don't take offense. We don't know how to say any words. So
right.
Yeah. So shall we head to our next piece of fucking news?
Please.
All right.
This one's a lovely doozy.
So this is gonna be a fun one. I've gone through a whole series of reactions already to it. this is a UK story that was covered in like the Sun and the Daily Mail and those sort of incredibly rigorous like journalistic outlets. But a Royal Navy lieutenant was caught shooting X-rated videos with her, wait for it, leading seaman boyfriend at a top secret nuclear submarine base. And I just want to let that sit in. Just let that sink in. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you know about funny?
What were your first thoughts?
My first thoughts about this article were great. Oh, my first thoughts as I was reading it, I was like, oh, here we go again with another set of people being canceled for being sexual. And I was this article actually had a happy ending, because the Royal Navy was like, Yeah, okay, we did an investigation. Turns out that they're fine. Like, they...
Well, that's a little cheery. That's a rosy version of it. But, like, their big concern, I think there are multiple ways to look at this. And so Claire Jenkins goes by Callie Taylor and does a lot of, like, kinky movies and content for her OnlyFans with her boyfriend, who is also a coworker. Now, there's a lot of different, again, ways to look at this, and one of them is, like, you probably shouldn't be banging your coworkers at work.
True.
Side note from the fact that this is a military-related thing, right. And what they do is, like, all top secrety, and the stuff that she is in charge of relates to, like, you know, the high-tech outer casing of sound-dampening tiles so that they can stock Russian subs, you know? And right. She's responsible for Tomahawk cruise missiles and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, maybe just have some work-life balance, you know, maybe compartmentalize a little bit better. That might be a completely valid argument about, like, allowing your coworkers to have just go about their jobs without feeling... you know, harassed by sexual content. So that's, like, one yeah. angle to take on it. But then there is the other angle you were talking about. Like, she, you know, she had to go through plenty of vetting to get this role. There's no reason to imply that she's bad at her job otherwise.
Right.
Some could, you know, ask, like, why does she need this other income? Or does she just, like, is this a form of expression? In which case, maybe we need to pay our UK military better. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
That's certainly been a thing.
Thing is, like, the what they wanted to bring up was, yeah, this, you could be blackmailed for this sort of thing, but not if you're selling it. Like, what is the threat, right? Like, I think that that's the thing. It's like, what is the threat? Yes, there's a threat of people finding out about it that you probably would rather not find out about it. Co-workers, the Pope, you know. But
I hope the Pope finds an OnlyFans. Yo, for him.
I want the Pope to sign up for my OnlyFans, dog. Let me know. Holla at me. Get in my DMs, Pope, and we'll get you a coupon or something. Hey, look, everything's negotiable.
666 for your first month.
Yeah, pardon my soul. And hey, look, we can figure it out. The hell, I'll start an OnlyFans if the Pope wants it. Holla at me, Pope.
He's on Twitter. Yeah, you can ask him.
The idea that it was like, oh, they could be blackmailed. But it's like, you can only be blackmailed if there's, like, something that you don't want out.
Yeah.
And while this person seemed to have not wanted her real government name associated with the thing she was doing, it didn't look like she was under duress or at all shy about the video she was doing. Looked happy when she was doing them.
Yep.
Seemed to be enjoying herself. The person looks physically fit. Probably part of that fitness routine is making sure that the videos look as good as they do. So this is spurring healthy behavior. And there's nothing inherently bad about fucking. So, you know, hey, is this you in this video fucking? Yeah. Well, can you not do it in the top secret area? My bad. Cool.
Yeah.
That should be the entire conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think, yeah, your point is kind of a really novel one. Because, like, so much of the way that sex shaming has happened in the course of history, and the reason that, for instance, gay people were kept out of the military and out of the FBI and those sort of things, is these concerns about blackmail. And isn't it lovely that this person is like, and what, you know?
Right.
So you like you said, you can't blackmail what a person is being very open about, which led me to an interesting conversation with a friend on when I posted this on the Sex with Timmery Facebook page, which, if you have a Facebook page, you know, you might as well come to that page, because that's as good as the internet's gonna get on Facebook. But somebody brought up, she was like, the pictures in this article, right, they've got pictures of Callie Taylor, that's her stage name, and they are, like, probably taken from her OnlyFans, and they're a little bit more risque. They're still Facebook safe, but it's very clearly, like, saucy. And then they've got pictures of her leading semen, Liam Donington, which is the most British name I've heard in a while.
Liam Donington, like, wow, that guy, he oversaw Kenya for a while.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's as British as it gets.
But he's posted in pictures in his, like, you know, uniforms, and somebody messaged or commented and was like, if they're gonna not anonymize her face, why are they posting the saucy pictures of her?
Right.
But I think also, to go back to our discussion from literally a minute ago, like, maybe she doesn't care. My hope is she gets a bunch of subscribers from this, and there's just, like, free publicity, because I'm out here rooting for everybody who's doing sex work to
She is not be overall successful. I mean, she is not unattractive. She's all right. Liam, looks like he wrestles. And you know, that might be attractive to some people. He got the wrestler ears. Like, he might be considered attractive to some people. Not my cup of tea. Sorry, I was born this way. So, but you know, yeah, it's like, apparently they work together. So she probably has fucking photos of her in a goddamn suit too.
Yeah. But those aren't the ones
that they put up there. And sure, yeah, not. That is, I mean, you know, oh my God, they're not treating people the same.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know British naval ranks. That is, again, I can't remember a lot of things because I got to keep all that celebrity dating knowledge. But I would assume that a Royal Navy lieutenant is higher ranking than a leading seaman. But I don't know that. And that also makes me wonder, fun, if she's his boss or superior. That's also a fun twist on the story.
That's a, yeah, right? I mean, that would, like, be fun. You know,
is that inappropriate?
A lot of times,
like, yeah, that's inappropriate.
But a lot
works.
Of times in those situations, what they are asking is, the workplaces would be like, please don't fuck each other. You will complicate business by doing that. So please don't. But if you feel the need to continually fuck a coworker, please let us know. Put it out in the open, right? You don't have to. Nobody has to be like, they see my vagina. You don't have to do that at a meeting, but it's like, let the powers that be know that y'all are a couple for however long you're going to be a couple, because for issues of just a conflict of interest, it is important to have knowledge of these things, right? You don't want to be charged with, like, price fixing or some kind of collusion thing or just anything that's, you know, disreputable. So if the Navy knows that they go together, again, the problem is moot. It's like, yeah, we fuck. Y'all know this. Because I'm a superior officer, I had to tell you who I'm fucking. And this is the person I'm fucking. I imagine in this is not what positions do y'all do? When do you fuck? How long does it last? Those are not the questions that need to be answered. And someone trying to out them is trying to answer those questions to the Navy. And I think that, yeah, the Navy's like, we don't, that's not our business what they do. We would appreciate it if there was no top secret information in their videos, but yeah.
I think that was sort of implied in this, and not necessarily, like, okay, so just to clarify this, the Navy has commented on this, and that they say that the individual has been open and, hold up, I need my British accent.
Sure.
This individual has been open and honest with her bosses. Our issue with security is, do you keep anything from us? Because then you can be open to blackmail. A Royal Navy spokesman said, an investigation is underway and it would be inappropriate to comment further. BBC this News.
Exactly. Perfect. Yeah. I'm like, I mean, you know, I don't say it a lot, but I had a security clearance for some time. And the big takeaway, when you take well, I'm gonna get myself in trouble, but when you take these questionnaires, they're long and they're deep, but what they tell you is, just be truthful. All we are trying to do is get a baseline for your truthfulness and, like, who and what you know, so that if you behave erratically, we can tell. And if you are truthful with us and truthful in life, it's just harder to blackmail you. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's and that is the case. It's like, if you aren't ashamed of the thing, then it's not a fucking problem.
This is now when this article actually starts hitting me very personally. So as a person who has lots of pictures of them naked on the internet, feel free to look them up. Most of them are at least okay. Some of them are actually flattering. But
you know, hey, look, if you got a Facebook.
If you've got, if you have access to internet at all, yeah, you're going to find it. It's like, no problem. I know that that has kept me from various types of employment. I know that for a fact. And the only thing I can say is that, like, you know, I could have definitely made more money. I could definitely be in more prestigious positions. But whatever the job is that I would not have been able to be open about who I am at it,
right.
I don't know that I would have thrived there anyway. Who knows? All these, like, sliding doors, different versions of ourselves. But I know a lot of people who are, they do nude modeling, or they do burlesque, or they're strippers, or, you know, whatever the case may be, and they have some job that has a morality clause, and they could lose their sole source of income. Like, they're not sole, right. but their primary source of income, and definitely
and
the
health
thing that
insurance.
Keeps... Yes, yes, yeah,
and like 401k benefits, like their retirement plan. Like, yeah, it's a part of the reason why people are advocating for a Medicare for all or some kind of default insurance for being a human being in this country, because that is another thing that a job wields over you is your ability to go to the doctor. You can't be like, I don't like it here, fuck you, if you have an infant, because but I'm asleep.
But like, it's also just sad, like, even if you take the money thing out of it, the way that we still will hold this very specific things are acceptable, and we understand that, you know, like, the reason somebody would do anything publicly sexy is either a personal expression thing, or they need to survive, or whatever it is. Right. And even in 2021, where we're all eating ass or whatever, we still are going to have these weird propriety things of like, let's all pretend that none of us poop and none of us have sex. Yeah. And none of us have ever had a boogie hanging out, you know?
Yeah. See, when I had that job that I had the clearance at, and I was doing comedy, people would find out, and they would find out because I told a friend, and then that friend told that person. But anyway, when they found out through the grapevine that I did it, they would come to me and be like, Daryl, you're always so serious at work. I didn't even think you had a sense of humor, much less you were a comedian. And what I didn't say in the moment, but what I was thinking was, because I'm not real with y'all, I don't care about you motherfuckers. What are you? I'm here for money. I'm being paid to be here. This, the full extent of every interaction we've had, is that I'm being paid by the hour. The minute that nobody's paying me, I could give a fuck about you or enter. You know what I mean? And so, like, it's like, I'm not my real self at work, right? But now when I'm doing comedy and shit, I am incredibly poor, but I am doing my best to live authentically, right? To actually be able to take my opinions and express them in ways that are entertaining to others, or whatever the fuck it is. But like, yeah, that authenticity piece is, you know, a big part of this. It's like, I would hope that the Royal Navy doesn't seek some punitive damage because they were fucking, because, you know, what are you saying? That fucking is wrong or bad? Like, that's how we all got here. What are you talking about? But I mean, you know, then you talk about original sin, and that is a whole different conversation.
I still do have to point out, like, workplace appropriate behavior. And like, I am not a military person, but I understand the concept of the need to maintain, like, your competitors, your people you're fighting. I don't know, Putin. You may not want him to see these things super easily. You would perhaps want to maintain some proprietary information about your nuclear subs. And so you don't want it to be super easy to find that information. And just, like, look past the butt cheek. Mm-hmm. And then behind that you can see, oh, well, that's where we'll enter in the code. You know, like, whatever.
Right, right.
So you know,
I would love the idea of Putin jerking off to somebody's OnlyFans and be like, wait a second. It's like, it's obviously going to be after he came, right? Because that's when you get, that's when the world comes back into focus, and then you're like, oh boy, I'm sitting here in a pool of my own filth. And oh, what is this I'm looking at? Oh my God, is that? That's that's the military codes to the Royal Navy submarine. You know, that's when it comes together. But you know, it's but you get that mutually assured destruction piece where it's like, oh, how'd you get this information? Ah, about that. Well, no, give me the link to where it is. You found it. That's great. Wait, give me the link so I can get to other. It's behind a paywall.
They frown upon screen captures.
Right. That would. That's funny. Look, I will out a person for their sexual proclivities, but what I will not do is take away their intellectual property. That is a line too far.
No, Putin's over there and he's like, look, I might like murder the people who speak up against me, but I will not steal porn.
Hey, look, everybody, just like with the sex toys, you just have to be a little bit better than yesterday. I would love for Putin to be like, yes, I have killed my political opponents, but I recycle. And you'd be like, yes, man. Hey, you got to meet them where they're at. I have tried to destabilize the United States government by putting in a sock puppet dictator, but corn powder on all of my condoms. So just to let you know, my carbon footprint is lighter than yours.
Yeah, Hitler was a vegetarian, you know.
Like, hey, you know, look at that.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well, that's a good
I don't want to get kicked off of The Mandalorian, so I'm not going to say anything about anything that Hitler did well.
No, but you only get kicked off of these big properties if, you know, I think definitely if you're a woman, you will. But, like, if you, I don't know, if you play, like, Star-Lord or whatever, you can get away with a lot more.
Hey, look at that.
So, you know, like, it's gradations, of course. It's gradations. But, yeah, it seems
it's gradations. And it's not, yeah, I mean, you know, the company made its decision.
Yeah.
While it probably had something to do with the public, I'm sure someone pulled out a balance sheet and said, we will do better if we do this before they did it.
It bums me out because, like, I didn't know anything about Gina Carano as a person before, I don't, like, 6 months ago.
That's when I mean, like, she did, like, UFC or some shit. Like, she was, like, a fighter or something and then she ended up being a.
Yeah, she was on actress? American Gladiators.
Oh. And
yeah. And so I have definitely seen the appeal. Her name on that show was Crush for a variety of reasons. And I can see why many people who are attracted to women and femmes would be like, uh-huh. And so, yeah, she was really badass on that. And then I watched Haywire. And because I have, like, interest in martial arts, I was like, oh, my God, it's like this, like, attractive femme woman doing an action movie. And she's not, like, a buck 10, you know?
Right.
She's got, like, body. And I was very into it. And I remember when she was on Deadpool, I was like, yay. Because it was like, this is a really bizarre thing to bring up, but there's such rare body representation for women who are muscular. It's either you are very curvy, like usually the fat bodies that are depicted on TV are usually just like big boobies and then it, you know, tapers in at the waist and you got a big butt and they have a very specific type of like big body. And then really thin. And then there's like not a whole lot of representations of girls that clearly could do a bunch of push-ups. And so I had like this, oh, yay. And then the moment I saw her Twitter and I was just like, milkshake duck. Milkshake duck strikes again.
Yeah. You know.
It's a bummer.
It's a bummer. But, you know, it has nothing to do with my daily life.
So, fair. Fair. I need the MMA fighter femme with the progressive politics to like swoon after instead.
I think there's something in the sweating and that they just that's on the radio while you're doing all of the work, and so it gets you drilled out of you. But you know, what do I know? I'm a weakling, so.
No, that's not true, because I always make you lift up my air conditioner because I don't think I can do it.
There's that. But every time you do that, I need to change shirts. So it is. Hey, look, if you are physically fit, congratulations. Please be open-minded.
Wow. All right. This took a turn again.
Actually, that does bring us to another regularly scheduled portion that we don't do often, but throw in when it's just us. It's We're Here to Help. And what are we here to help with? We are here to help with sexting or creating adult content for private or public use, particularly private use. So we have some tips. I think, how many is it? 12 things that you should kind of be attuned to when creating said content. Number one, don't be an asshole. Meaning, don't give it to people who did not ask for it. Do not interrupt someone's day with your mucous membranes. Nah. That's nasty. In a variety of ways. Number two, talk about it before you do it. Which is really the second rule of Fight Club kind of thing. Don't surprise anybody with this shit. And again, especially if you're making it for a few people or one in particular, maybe you want to go over what they want to see. Because that way, you'll give them what they want. Everything about OnlyFans is about tailored content.
So, yeah, you got to do your market research.
Yeah, you got to do your market research. Make sure that the intended audience wants the thing you're sending. Three, remember that digital content is reproducible. It is very easy to copy ones and zeros. That's all these machines do. So, to some degree, when you put it up on the internet, you have given it to everybody. So just kind of remember that as much as you can. Again, like we say, it's all about managed risk, right? If you engage in risky behaviors, be prepared for the outcomes, even if you do everything else on this, whatever. Which brings us to number four. If you need to save stuff, do it offline. Do not save your nudes to your Apple Cloud, because if somebody gets your password, they've got your nudes.
Also consider that some of these things will also just delete them. Like Google Drive will just take your nudity down since Fosta Sesta. So it's shit. Also just not a good storage method. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Like if you have that kind of stuff, keep it on a hard drive. Like I'm not going to say that I've never been naked in front of a camera, but I know that where those things are stored is not accessible on the internet. Number five, this one's fun because it's not only for sex things, it's also if you want to be unscrupulous. In chats, turn off auto backup and auto upload, because that's another way that these programs will save stuff. This is also good if you happen to be having clandestine chat conversations. You turn it off. Why you do that? Google used to have one, it was like private mode, where like you could turn on private mode and then all your chats would be whatever, and you turn it off and then those chats disappear.
Ooh.
Yeah. Number six, remove geotagging and thumbnail info from these pictures or videos. These are things you can do if you just go to the, you know, info about, or if you use some kind of a post-production editing software. Every picture you take with your phone includes information about where you were when you took it. You can delete that information or set your phone to automatically not include that. And that is probably good for these kinds of materials, especially if you're going to share them.
unless you get framed for a murder.
Well, there's, I mean, hold up a newspaper, sure. But, but yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's proof of a thing. And, you know, I'm not saying you want this to, you don't necessarily need plausible deniability or anything like that. But like, in addition to like geotagging, it'll include things about like your actual machine, right? Like you'll be able to trace it down to the machine and maybe they'd be able to find your address. You know, these sorts of things, be cognizant of. Number 7, don't take pics of your face or tattoos. Yeah, these are things that make it easily identifiable, right? So if you don't want to be identified in said materials, try to avoid that stuff. You know, if you got a tattoo in a sexy place, just remember that you do. And that's also a way that your next of kin is going to identify you when you're dead. So you just want to make sure that, you know, be cognizant of what's on the camera.
Maybe don't tattoo your kid's name on your forehead, Amber Rose. Also, just that's just an aside. That's just my thought.
Yeah, that's just a general life tip. That has nothing to do with. Yeah, that's just a general life tip. That's a lot for that kid to live up to, dog. I mean, you know, so many children have to deal with "you ruined my body." Now imagine my bankable face is different. Number 8, going off of number 7, if you are going to block your face, use an opaque box. Don't do that mosaic shit, because there are plenty of programs on the internet that can undo that stuff, because it obfuscates that data, but that data is still there. If you know the program that made the mosaic, there's probably a way to reverse said mosaic. So use an opaque black box.
This is kind of like the silhouette challenge and the number of dudes that were just like, they're just changing the lighting because people were just making it red light, and then they just changed the lighting and then you're naked, and then you weren't trying to necessarily be naked, you were just trying to be a silhouette. So I think a lot of people learned some lessons about lighting.
That's true, yeah. Because all you have to do is just do the negative. Computers are very good at these simple math calculations. And so, yeah, it's, you know, if you want to obscure something, you put an opaque black box. You do save as, so it only has the version with the box on it, and then you delete the original. Again, when it comes to, like, these Adobe After Effects and, like, all these programs, they save the undos in the file. So if you open it up somewhere else and you know what you're doing, you can undo everything and get the original photo. So, you know, that's a thing. Number 9, step your password game up. You can, you know, just be cognizant of that stuff. When people say they got hacked, usually it's not fucking Keanu Reeves and Johnny Mnemonic going through buildings of ones and zeros to make it happen. You just picked a shitty password and they guessed it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 7.
Ooh.
See?
See?
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
that would have taken you 3 tries to get.
Was it when Sony got busted for saying that Denzel Washington wasn't bankable because he's black? The big dump of all of that private information that these executives were being racist with was that the server that they kept their mail on had the default password. Oop. The password that comes with the book. No one in IT changed it. And so, you know, step your password game up. You know, okay, the last 3 will be quick. You can use secure messenger apps to send this stuff. Signal is the one du jour for text messages. There are other ones like Wickr or BitTorrent Bleep, at least as of the creation of this slide from way back when in the real world when we met in person. Then secure your pics with apps like Vaulty or NQ Vault. There are ways to do that. You can secure your photo, the actual file. So in order to open it, you have to put a password on. And then 12, last but not least, know the laws where you live and where they live. And be sure that your transmission to them does not break the laws of the place. Or if you have to break the law, at least know that you're doing it is probably the thing, the real takeaway. A lot of places are real funky about this shit, and, you know the laws.
And also, everybody got to be over a certain age.
Everybody's got to be over a certain age. And again, know the laws. That changes where you from where you are. And in conversations that I've had with my wife, that's also very much a culture thing, right? You go to different countries, the age thing is completely different because of the culture, whether that's for better or for worse. But yes, know the laws. You do not want to, you know, there are so many horror stories of like two 17-year-olds sending each other pictures because they're, you know, in love, the dumb puppy love that everyone's going to laugh at later. But because one parent didn't like it, now everybody's in jail for child porn. And that is not, no one wants to get there. So, you know the laws, be cognizant.
And there was just recently a meta-analysis that proved that there are very big gender and race discrepancies in how people are sentenced for what? Federal sex abuse crimes. Yes.
What? That's crazy. I couldn't believe what? The justice system is treating people differently?
Yeah.
Based on immutable characteristics like skin color and genitals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure do.
I am flummoxed by this. This challenges everything I've known.
Well, you know, sometimes you learn a thing.
Oh, my God. I'm so angry. I kind of want to start a mob up and burn something down because I feel like you're rewriting history. I couldn't hold it. Sorry. I had characters above me.
He was fun, though. He was a fun character.
It was fun. I do short form. We do these characters for like 3 minutes tops.
All right. Well, I feel like we accomplished a lot here today. We saved the planet. We're going to keep people employed and still making their bespoke porn, you know?
Yeah, make this smut, dog. Make smut.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good note to end on. So I think the next thing we need to talk about is where can folks get your album, Black Gentrifier?
Oh, you mean my album, Black Gentrifier, that debuted at number 3 on the iTunes charts way back in January of 2020. Yeah, it's crazy. Album's been out a year. And I only got written up in one math journal. Isn't that something? Yeah. I also was on like somebody's top 10 list. I was tagged in a thing. Like somebody had a top 10 list of like, here's black comedians that you need to know about. And my album was in there. And I was just like, that is fucking adorable. Like, I appreciate whoever did that. Anyway, that album's called Black Gentrifier. And if you put in Black Gentrifier, I'm almost positive you should only come up with my album because I put a patent. I didn't. But anyway, yeah, Black Gentrifier is the name of the album. You can get it on everywhere. If you would like me to make money, holler at me. I would not. I can't even tell you when to get on the internet to get it. But yeah, Black Gentrifier. It's on sale everywhere.
And then they can see go your to upcoming shows and learn more about you.
That's true. You could go to darylcomedy.com to get info about me, calendars of my appearances on the internet and in real life, maybe, probably not, and videos that I've done, produced, I voiceovered, or, you know, stand up that I've recorded for general use. DarylComedy.com. Yes. And yes. Timory, where can people find out about you, the work that you do, and the articles and porn you collect?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want those things, you can go to sexwithtimory.com, T-I-M-A-R-E-E. And I post porns on Monday, and I post lots of links to news articles, including the stories that we discuss here. And you can also find more about my upcoming events. So, for instance, in March, I have an introduction to burlesque. So if you were interested in getting into burlesque performance, or you just want to like take a fun, sexy workshop one afternoon or whatever and just have a good time in your living room, you can get the link to register for that. I also have a weekly column. I'm the sexuality education columnist and LGBT issues columnist for Philly Weekly. So you can get the links to that on my website as well. And you can always like pester us on the internet. We have DTF, Daryl Timory Fun Hour on Facebook. And you can also at us on the Twitter machine. We are on there a lot.
And the Instagrams.
Yes.
Those are also there. So yeah, even though my Instagram is like my cats and family, I'm not funny on there.
Cat content's important.
I mean, it's there. Oh, and pictures of ribs. It just hit me. I was going through my old photos and I was like, I haven't made ribs in a while. Winter ribs might be a thing. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Well, you can find out more there. We are also still on the search for our sexual takeover of the term QAnon. We are trying to Santorum QAnon, and we are still waiting for your submissions. If you have ideas on how to Santorum QAnon, listen to our last couple episodes for more explanation on that. But yeah, I think we did a lot today, Daryl.
I think so. Yeah. I'm ready to rest now, like Mumra at the end of an episode of He-Man.
Okay. Well, on that note, thank you to our producer and editor, Flirt Vonnegut. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a fantastic day. We will talk at you next week.
Bye.